With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The 2017 legislative session came to a chaotic end this morning. Democrats and Republicans fought until the final hour over funding long-term public works projects. When the final gavel struck, Republican leaders said they were proud of their party's unity and keeping government growth in check. Democrats also talked up their wins, but expressed frustration in being unable to accomplish their major goals.
I don't see what more that I could have done.
Democratic Governor Steve Bullock called a press conference after the $80 million infrastructure bonding bill he's been pushing fell 3 votes short of the supermajority it needed to pass, held up by conservative Republicans and their caucus leaders.
And we did meet him halfway, there more. Heard that, well, there's not enough wins. It's entirely on Republicans that blocked this effort. I mean, I'm not naming names or pointing fingers. And it's not my job. I mean, from that perspective, I think that when those folks that had projects in their communities that people are relying on when they go home, they don't care about who shot John and what happened here. What they care about is making sure that their school boiler gets fixed.
Republican Speaker of the House Austin Knutson says he met with the governor early this morning and listened to his offer to ease Republicans' concerns about using state debt to pay for infrastructure. But in the end, Knutson says the offer wasn't good enough.
It's clear that their priorities were more important than our priorities, and that was reflected in the structure of this last-minute attempt at a deal.
Knutson points out the legislature did fund about $200 million of cash projects to maintain sewers, roads, and bridges. Republican leaders also point blame at Democrats for rejecting a different infrastructure bill to fund rural water system projects. Democrats voted against it, saying the infrastructure bills were a package deal to support the entire state, and either were going to pass or fail together. In the 2015 legislative session, lawmakers also fought over bonding for public works projects. And this session, like the previous one, the debate went down to the final day, and the proposal failed. After officially calling an end to their work, lawmakers began reflecting on what they'd accomplished, or in some cases failed to do, over the last 88 days. Republican House Majority Leader Ron Eli.
We will leave knowing that we met our constitutional requirement to balance this budget, and we'll be happy, and we should be happy, that we slowed the growth of state government.
The crafting of the state budget amid revenue shortfalls dominated most of the debate during the legislative session. During a farewell speech on the House floor, Eli congratulated his caucus for passing a budget that resisted Governor Steve Bullock and other Democrats' efforts to raise taxes on tobacco, wine, and income taxes on the wealthy to provide additional funding for state agencies. Democrats say there were unnecessary cuts made in state programs, especially in the health department and higher education, because Republicans weren't willing to consider the tax increases. One significant tax that did pass will gradually increase the cost of gas by 6 cents a gallon over the next few years to pay for highway and road maintenance. In final speeches on the chamber floors, both Republicans and Democrats praised work done to reform the state's justice system during the session, in what House Minority Leader Jenny Eck called the most comprehensive reform of the system in a generation.
That's about a dozen bills that make our system smarter and more just, saving money and giving judges and prosecutors more tools to give defendants the right sentences, help reduce recidivism, and make sure we use our prison system for the people who need to be there the most.
Lawmakers also joined together in a bipartisan effort to reform the state's child protection system as the state deals with rising caseloads of child abuse and neglect. As lawmakers cleaned out their desk in the House and Senate, more than 200 bills still awaited decision from the governor, including the state budget, which the governor can sign, veto, or do nothing with, which would mean the budget would become law. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.